glad you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair. Everyone loves you. We're glad you're here.
Welcome to Mark and Friends for this last day of June. I'm Tim Nelson, coming to you from the WLUJ Great News Media Studios in Springfield at 600 West Mason Street. Today, we talk about unity. Unfortunately, many may think unity means sameness. It's not true. Unity is not uniformity. Instead, unity can be defined as any group of people who are characterized by a shared purpose, vision, or direction. It's not about being exactly the same, but about advancing toward the same goal. God's plan included a way to create unity among the different races. That plan's epicenter is Jesus Christ. Through Christ, racially divided groups get reconciled into one body, the church. And the church is a place where all distinctions should no longer cause any divisions because of our unity in Christ. Ephesians 4, verse 13 says, "Until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ." In 1722, a small group of Moravian Christians who lived in what is now the Czech Republic found refuge from persecution on the estate of a generous German count. Within 4 years, more than 300 people came, but instead of an ideal community for persecuted refugees, the settlement became filled with discord. Different perspectives on Christianity brought division. What they did next may seem like a small choice, but it actually launched an incredible revival. They began to focus on what they agreed on rather than what they disagreed on. The result was unity. The Apostle Paul strongly encouraged the believers in the church in Ephesus to live in unity. Sin would always bring trouble, selfish desires, and conflict in relationships. But as those who were made alive with Christ, the Ephesians were called to live out their new identity in practical ways. Primarily, they were to make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. That's from chapter 4, verse 3. This unity isn't just simple camaraderie achieved through human strength. We are to be completely humble and gentle, be patient, bearing with one another in love. From a human perspective, it's impossible to act this way. We can't reach unity through our own power, but through God's perfect power that is at work within us. You're listening to Mark and Friends here on this Thursday with Tim Nelson from Great News Media. Well, when looking to God's Word, what is the great overwhelming evidence that we have passed from death unto life? The Bible says it's love. Jesus clearly was speaking of visible unity. His motive for praying was that the world might believe and the world might know. He prayed for unity among believers. God, who wills man's unity in Christ, is a God of variety. So often we may want everyone to be the same, to think and speak and believe exactly like we do. Well, many scripture passages could be called to witness that love is the real key to Christian unity. In the spirit of true humility, compassion, consideration, and unselfishness, we're to approach our problems, our work, and even our differences.
We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. We are one in the Spirit, we are one in the Lord. And we pray that our unity may one day be restored, and they'll know we are Christians. questions by our love, by our love. Yeah, they'll know we are Christians by our love. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. We will work with each other. We will work side by side. And we'll guard each man's dignity and save each man's pride. And they'll know we are Christians by our love, by our love. Yeah, they'll know we are Christians by our love.
When we come across the list of names in the Bible, we might be tempted to skip over it, but we can find treasures there, such as in the list of the 12 apostles whom Jesus called to serve in his name. Many may be familiar to you. Simon, whom Jesus called Peter, the rock, brothers James and John, fishermen, Judas Iscariot, the betrayer, but we could easily overlook that Matthew, the tax collector, and Simon the zealot must once have been enemies, because Matthew collected taxes for Rome and therefore in the eyes of his fellow Jews collaborated with the enemy. Tax collectors were despised for their corrupt practices and for requiring the Jewish people to give money to an authority other than God. On the other hand, before Jesus' call, Simon the Zealot was devoted to a group of Jewish nationalists who hated Rome and sought to overturn it, often through aggressive and violent means. Although Matthew and Simon held opposing political beliefs, the Gospels don't document them bickering or fighting about them. They must have had at least some success in leaving their previous allegiances behind as they followed Christ. Well, when we too fix our eyes on Jesus, the God who became man, we can find increasing unity with our fellow believers through the bond of the Holy Spirit.
There's nothing worth more that could ever come close. No thing can compare. You're our living hope. Your presence, Lord. I've tasted and seen of the sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, Lord. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come to be overcome. to be overcome by your presence, Lord.
We've talked some about unity today on Mark and Friends. Well, the Church of Ephesus during the time of the Apostle Paul was comprised of both rich and poor, Jews and Gentiles, men and women, masters and slaves. And we all know where differences exist, so does friction. One concern Paul wrote about was the issue of unity. But observe what Paul said about this issue in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 3. He didn't tell them to be eager to produce or to organize unity. He told them to endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Unity already exists because believers share one body, one Spirit, one hope, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one God and Father of all. So how do we keep the unity? By expressing our different opinions and convictions with lowliness, gentleness, and patience. It's what it says in verse 2. The Spirit will give us the power to react in love towards those with whom we disagree. Thank you for listening to Mark and Friends. You can hear this and other previous programs as they're archived at greatnewsmedia.org under the Mark and Friends tab. My name is Tim Nelson. Have a great rest of the day, and be sure to join Mark. He'll be back in the studio tomorrow at 7:32 a.m. and the rebroadcast at 7:32 p.m. Illinois time from Great News Media. I'll bring